Welcome to our first podcast, PCSD.
What's the word?
With your host, Kevin Adger and
Angelica Carrillo.
You know, this is a Sheriff's Department podcast where we're talking about different things. Angelica, what are we going to talk about on this podcast?
Well, really, we just want to make the department more accessible, right? You see the deputies out on the street patrolling and doing their work, but they're doing so much more in our communities. And so we just want to kind of tackle the different roles that they play, keep you informed about the department, but also making these deputies and the sheriff more accessible to you, to our community, also generate interest about the department, and then recruitment. We are always recruiting. We're looking for good people to be a part of the department, and of course, answer any questions that you might have. So those are some of the goals that we're looking to do, and we are going to start with Deputy Rachel Everhart. She is a school resource officer at Catalina Foothills High School. And Kevin, this is a good time to be talking to an SRO because school's right around the corner.
Yeah, everybody's starting to school. My kids are going to school pretty soon, so it is an exciting topic. It's an important topic, especially with school starting so soon. So Deputy Everhart, thank you so much for being here with us.
And, you're welcome.
Joining us for this. So I'll throw out the first question. What does an SRO do in the school for people that are listening?
Yeah, so there's a lot entailed with being a school resource officer. A lot of, you know, citizens, they don't even know the acronym SRO. And first off, when that on my patrol car, when they're seeing it or hearing it. But it's a police officer that's been designated and assigned to a school. And our role is to daily interact with the students and the staff in reference to having that mentoring aspect with the students and the children. We also are like teaching them and being a resource though, because oftentimes we have teachers, parents coming to us in reference to situations that come up with students, and that we're there to be like a resource with just working with a partnership with the school and the parents. And then we're there with the SRO, so we're all coming in together in reference to support that student who's starting to enter into adulthood.
What does a typical day look like for you at the high school?
Oh, yeah. So the high school, I will get there, come into the school, say hi to my staff, see the students and interacting a lot of like, hi, Deputy Everhart. And so that's that mentoring role that's already starting. This, you know, summer has, you know, gone by. So a lot of them, I'm sure this is my second year at Catalina Foothills High School. So I'll be having some returning students that will still be seeing me. So that's the nice thing of being connected at a school. Like you really get close with your school staff and your students. So a lot of them will see me and then they'll want to talk to me about like how their summer's been or something that like I set up like a challenge for them over the summer. Hey, I want you to make your goal for like if they were in track and field, like work on whatever it was that their times or anything like that. And then I said what I would be working on. And then, you know, when we get back, like, did you fulfill your goal? And then, you know, I love art. So I'll go in the classroom with the students and the teachers that there's some that have really open the door for me to integrate and be with them, working on projects with them. Sometimes there's a report that needs to be made and the staff admins contact me and say, hey, we need your assistance with this. This is a mandatory report that we have to make. And I'm always on a lookout in reference to just being vigilant and making sure our schools are safe. You know, I'm not an authority figure there to be a disciplinarian. It's not the role of the SRO is like just my presence in a uniform. Does it show that and represent? Yeah, the kids see me as that, and I feel that there's respect there from there. But I've earned it with building that, like, you know, I'm a big sister to them. So my actions, you know, over time have proven to them, like, you know what, she truly cares about me. And that's what I've loved about being an SRO, a school resource officer. You really just dig deep into your connections with your kids.
How important is that connection, knowing your students, know, you know, what kids are could be heading down the wrong path and what kids you can trust? How important are building those relationships with those students?
That's like the top of the tier for me as an SRO, because if I don't connect with them, my words, what I tell them, it's really like empty. There's no like value to it. If you don't have that connection with them, you could just be talking to them. But one thing that a lot of the students have told me, that some of them have had some SROs from, they've moved from another state and then they're here in Arizona. And so they have been familiar with an SRO, but it is so rewarding to hear, Deputy Everhart, you're my favorite. And I'm like, why? And I'm like, I want to know, because I'm always striving to be like my best, right? I want to give that for who I am as an individual, but as a deputy for the Sheriff's Department for Pima County, like we strive for that excellence with that, right? And they tell me, well, it's because you talk like with us. You're not just talking to me. Like you actually like take the time and care to know who I am. And then that just forms like this bond. So with that, if I'm coming into a situation where I need to talk to a kid about, you know, some choices and things like that, it's a lot easier. They're more open to absorb like a sponge to take it in what I'm saying versus, you know, at first maybe they could be defensive and their walls are really high because I don't know who you are and you're this deputy, like, you know, wearing this uniform. But over time, like, that's the nice thing at being a school resource officer. Every day you're being able to interact with me and see me, and then you see, wow, a deputy is really actually like a real human being, a person, and actually she's funny, and, you know, hey, like, she's athletic. You know, I was able to, you know, coach softball, and the school like had a need for, like, I volunteered with that aspect of it, and that really like connected me even more. Like, I still have, even on patrol before it became an SRO, I had helped coach softball, and those girls now have, you know, they've grown up and graduations, marriages, you know, some of them are having, you know, children now of their own, and they've invited me, like, the connection's still long term. So the seeds you plant now, it's not just a check-in, check-out, I've done my work. It's like you are planting seeds that just grow over, like, years. Like, I still have connection with those students that invite me to things and family events. So very different where a patrol, you know, you're responding to emergency calls, but you don't get to have that time to have one-on-one connections. And honestly, you know, that's what kids, they need that interaction where they're feeling like somebody is hearing them, taking their time to invest in them. And it's been really rewarding.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Did you think that being a deputy that you would be working with teenagers?
No, I didn't, because I was so focused on, okay, I moved to Arizona, joined the Sheriff's Department, and I did 15 years of patrol. And then some of the SROs in the unit, they're like, Rachel, come be an SRO. You would be great. You have the personality for it. You have children yourself. And I was like, no, I'm a patrol deputy. It's okay. I'm not ready. And then before I knew it, 15 years went by. And then when I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I should, because my, like, track coach and my softball coach, when I grew up in another state, they were, one was a deputy and one was, you know, worked for the city as an officer. And their interactions mentoring with me in that aspect, it was similar to like an SRO. Mm-hmm. And it made me like really want to join law enforcement because that positive interaction they did with me, they were like a big brother. And I looked up to them so much. They taught me self-defense and things like that. And I still like look back on that of like how it was so like a nurturing thing for me in high school. And so when I joined the department here, first I didn't know even that we had an SRO unit. I had moved to Arizona. And then when I joined the department, I saw some of the other SROs, and when they started saying to me, you should put in for it, I just said, well, I'm not ready yet. Let me put my time in on patrol. And then I felt like, okay, I've done this well. I want to serve my community on a bigger, you know, it. That's what I like about, you know, working at the Sheriff's Department and as a deputy. There's so many different pieces that you could do to help your community. It's not just focusing on one thing. So I branched out and I saw what the SROs in our department were doing. They gained my respect, how much they work, teaching active shooter workshops during the summer, how they are constantly mentoring. And I would see some of them, like with graduation, the students would just asking them to come to the events. And even like after school's over, still having connection with some of the families that were still asking the deputies to still be a part, the school resource officers, into their kids' life. I'm like, that's where I want to be a part of, because that's something that has a long-term trickle effect that it just, it, there's nothing I could explain that could really, you know, there's so many words I couldn't explain how being an SRO is great, but to really do my job and the like the positive interactions that I've had, it's just so rewarding. I can't even explain it. It's just I'm truly like honored and blessed to be able to do this.
That's really cool. You know, you mentioned the summer. School's out during the summer. So what does an SRO do during the summer?
Yeah. Well, there's sometimes we do a work patrol, but the SRO unit, our department has a unique thing that we have created an active shooter workshop. So we'll have a couple of weeks during the summer where we set up a program in reference to this workshop where we're going to teach teachers, and they will come in on a day with us. So Monday through Friday, we'll go to a school that we've picked where we're going to host it, and we're going to teach them an active shooter situation on how to survive. If something were to happen in that situation, this run, hide, and fight. We want to be prepared. What we don't want is just, you know, okay, well, this fear of reference, because we're seeing some more situations occurring, you know, and it's sad, but we can bridge together. That's where we're a resource, and we put out to our schools, we're aware that this is a situation with active shooters, so let's get on board with teaming up together with the schools and our teachers, and let's start instructing them and teaching on run, hide, and fight with the situations of active shooters. And then, being an SRO, so I'm at my school and mentoring kids and being with them, we ask them to help role play to make these things very realistic scenarios for the teachers. So they'll do a presentation in the morning where we teach them this active shooter information. There's a medical training where they get that as well, how to apply tourniquets and what happens if you get shot. Like, those are the things that in critical seconds when an incident happens like that, you're not going to know how to respond to that unless you prepared and put yourself into training for that. We'll do scenarios that are realistic scenarios where our role players, our students come in, and they are working with us. We run these scenario drills where the teachers will be presented with a situation of run, hide, or fight. So our students, even though they're role playing, they are also learning as well. At the same time, they're getting to see each group of teachers that are coming in doing these scenarios of what they would do. So they're even asking me questions during these classes that we teach too. And I love that because I tell them, hey, you could be at the movie theater, the mall, a grocery store. What would happen? What would you do? And it's really brought like more of like a closer like connection with my community. I feel like I could go somewhere at the store and I see somebody or one of the students and like, hey, mom and dad, that's my SRO. Come meet her. I love her. And that's really rewarding. Like I really can't explain like that feeling I get in reference to that. I feel just so connected overall with like making an impact when I hear that.
And unfortunately, that's the world that we live in right now. That is a concern. And as a lot of parents are getting their kids ready to go back to school, you're a parent yourself, you mentioned. Do you feel that, you know, what you're doing with these different trainings, you guys have been at it for weeks, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a step in the right direction to making sure that these schools and these campuses are safe for your kids?
Yes. And showing the school, too, like what would happen like with us as first responders. We're not going to hold off. If there's an active shooter situation, we're pressing in. We're going to go quickly and direct with that threat. And then once that is the scene is safe and there's detainment, if we don't have a threat anymore, then we're switching gears. Okay, what are we doing with who's been injured and working with our medical team and getting all of that in reference to saving lives? But, you know, it's just not teaching active shooter classes too. The department sends us to school conferences for SRO, so like next year we're having a national SRO conference. So the department's done really well with making sure that, hey, do this SROs have the newest training, and making sure that I'm set up high, like for success, to knowing like, hey, these are the new things that we're seeing in reference to what drugs have been filtering through you know, the country and what to be looking for. Social media, things have changed. I didn't even know like everything. I came to the school, I'm like, I thought I was kind of keen on knowing stuff, and they're like, no, miss, you
are you on TikTok?
I have become part of knowing that information now. At first I thought I knew, but I'm like, wow, you know, there's a bigger broad world to all of that. So and really, that's making sure you're like becoming aware too, in reference to your kids, to teaching too at the school, like, you know, social media, drug awareness. So we're doing active shooter workshops, and then the SRO conference as well. And then sometimes I'm teaching too. I'm a general instructor, a defensive tactic instructor. So sometimes I go to the academy, and they'll need some an instructor to help for the day or a couple days in reference to getting new deputies that are about ready to hit the streets, riding with a field training officer, which I also do that, and I'll be having one of them ride with me here soon. So there's many hats that an SRO wears. I guess I didn't realize that joining the unit that it's not just having one SRO hat. It's like, okay, the requirements are just so broad. It's amazing.
All right. Well, we realize you're not taking a vacation like the kids are. All right, that's good.
She did have to
go
to Disneyland.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. I mean, we still have some vacation
that
we have
somewhere.
To take. I got to recharge.
Yeah.
I'm also one of the instructors for the RAD program, so the Rape Aggression Defense class. So there's been a recent request as I was teaching the active shooter workshop this summer. A lot of the female teachers had come to me and said, hey, I don't feel comfortable in some of these situations. I'm not sure if it's like going to fight someone. I know like if I had to, if it's an active shooter, but I'm really not trained on that. I feel a little bit like nervous about that. And I can understand. And I said, oh, hey, well, I teach this. Our department, we have that. How about, hey, please come and we can help. If you're feeling uncomfortable with something, and like, I love that. So there again, the resource thing is being a school resource officer. Deputy Ever, I need to get better at this. Like, this is a concern of mine. Okay, we can teach you that. I have this class like available that I've taught with our department. Sign up for it. You know, a lot of times, like, when I've gone to calls, it's hard when you see, like, you know, tragedy and trauma in reference with our young ones and everything, because we want to protect them, right, as adults. Mm-hmm. You don't want anything happening like that. So when I'm out of school, I feel like, you know, protective, like, those are my kids. Like, I want to make sure everyone and the staff members. So when I'm there, I really feel like a sense of responsibility and pride of, like, hey, this is something that I get to pour into somebody's life that's a young person. They're about ready to transition into adulthood. And it's rewarding. Sometimes you hear a student say, this summer I was going to do something, but then I thought, what would Deputy Everhart say?
And I love that. Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I made a difference.
And yeah, and as a lot of, you know, parents are getting their kids ready, and some of them, well, obviously all of them are going to be growing up and going into that high school level. What advice do you have for them to kind of make sure that they're keeping tabs on social media and the vaping? Because it's changing so much.
It's hard. So, you know, it's difficult. But I would say, honestly, like, have those discussions with your kids. So, you know, and it makes me think about this year we had our school resource officer conference, and they were teaching us about kids and stuff, and they were having some presentation of some parents who have lost their children in reference to experimenting with drugs, just one use, right? And then having an exposure, their child did not wake up from trying a drug. Mm. And it was just shocking to see, like, and it's hard, right? But the information I got from that was, like, one of the curriculums, like, it was, like, table talk conversations. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good thing. I should get that for my kids. I order it, and I'm like, I need to tell. So, honestly, have connection with your kids. Spend time with them. Like, you know, this one thing that was shared with me at the conference, it was, like, something I could go through every month and after dinner time, like, talk to, you know, my oldest. She'll be entering, like, a sophomore year here, and, like, hey, like, we're going to talk about this table talk conversation. And not just assuming that my kid knows it already. So, you know, our students, they're very smart. They could do things on the phone that I would have to, like, wait, hold on, what did you do? But, you know, when you're engaging with them and wanting to know what they're into and what in reference, but spending time, what they like, their things, like if they like a certain sport or anything, family time, spending that one-on-one time, I think that helps keep a bridge with your you know, child, that you're being able to have that friendship and connection with them. So, you know, there's, you know, devices on the phone, apps that you can put to have parental controls, but knowing who their friends are too, and And those are the things that are very important. Because sometimes, yeah, I have seen some situations where when I've had to, you know, make contact with parents, they don't know who the friends are, or they don't know where they're, you know, their child's, you know, using the internet in reference to, like, looking up on their phone. If I had asked a student, does, you know, your parent check anything on your phone? Some of them say no. Some of them say yes. So, I mean, just being involved in your kid's life, it really makes a difference.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk some more with Deputy Everhart, School Resource Officer at Catalina Foothills High School. We'll be back on PCSD.
What's the word?
It only takes a few minutes in the scorching heat of Arizona to turn a car into an oven. For the little ones in our community, that can be deadly. The Pima County Sheriff's Department wants to help keep our kids safe. Young children are being left in the back seat or are getting into unlocked cars and are not able to get out, resulting in serious injuries or even death. Together, we can do something about this. If you have a child in the back seat, here's a strategy to consider. Place something next to the child that will remind you to check the back seat before you leave the car. For example, a purse, a wallet, or a shoe you are wearing. Lock your car and place the keys where kids cannot reach, denying them access to a vehicle on their own. Last year, 33 kids died in hot cars in the U.S. In 2021, it was 23. These deaths are 100% preventable.
And we're back on PCSD.
What's the word?
We are back with Deputy Rachel Everhart, SRO, School Resource Officer at Catalina Foothills High School. Real quick, let's talk about you. Do you remember what it was like going to school on the first day of school and being in school? What was it like for you?
Oh, I had a unique situation because my dad was in the military, in the Army, right? And my mom, she had decided, like, when she completed college, right? So she had her teaching degree, and we were moving so much. Oh, we were Korea, Hawaii. So she started homeschooling us. So we were new in reference to that whole field of it. It wasn't until later on, like, when we finally got stationed at one base. That was hard. It was challenging to be moving all over. So I remember when we got to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And that was the deputy there. And if you're listening, Deputy Bartman, and Officer Yoklet, like, you, thank you. Because when you're the new kid, you're nervous in reference to, you know, situations like, and how they, like, just, their humor, they were just so funny all the time. And just, I'm like, wow, like, I want to be like them. And just how they would talk with us kids and everything. You almost felt like, you know, you were one of their own. Like, and just see how they would always just help the community. Like, if there was somebody last at the ballpark, I saw them changing the tire and, like, whatever they could do. And it made a huge impact for me. So I always try to make sure, in reference to, I have new students at my school, to make sure I introduce myself to them during lunchtime and cafeteria. Because I do remember, like, with moving around so much, it was really like either you were going to be just your own individual, being assertive and confident, which I was actually shy in the beginning. But that role modeling aspect of the deputy and the officer that had been an impact in my life really helped me in sports. So they were my coaches. Really, I blossomed, like, under them with their leadership and role model, the impact they had. So I think that's, you know, for me, just having that interaction that I had, it really just made me want to be a school resource officer too. You know, with our department, we have this expectation of, like, no, you're not just going to be somebody who shows up at school and drive around a parking lot. You're there assigned, and you're interacting with the students. I mean, what, this last school year, their cheerleaders got me in on one of their I did the school prep rally, and then they got me on a cheer, and I was like, okay, guys, just keep it simple for me. I'm just a deputy. I'm not a cheerleader. But they were so excited for me to be doing the cheer with them and getting the pom-poms in and everything, and it was so fun because I had never been a cheerleader. I was, like, softball and everything, and I'm like, oh, I never got to live my cheerleader life, and here I am at this age.
Do you remember playing the cheer?
Oh, yeah. So our Falcons are what? Red hot. Our Falcons are what? Red hot. Spell it out. No. R-E-D with a little bit of S. So it was awesome.
Killing
like,
it.
Yeah. So I do the whole thing, right? Didn't know, right? Unbeknownst to me, like who was in the stands or anything. I'm all like excited. The kids, like, they loved it. Like the next day, like, because that was my first year at the high school, right? So they're like, oh, that was great. You were amazing. I was so nervous. I practiced it so much. My son, the night before, he was like, Mom, can you stop, please? I'm like, no, you don't understand. I'm the answer. I got to be spot on with
it's
these girls.
It's showtime tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to be spot on. So I guess a parent had videotaped it and sent it to, like, one of our captains or something. I get this text, and it's like, great job, Rachel. Like, that's awesome. And then I got even more, like, my friends and family, like, that was awesome. So to me, I was just trying to do something, like, fun with the kids of, like, connecting with them. But to see how it branched out, like, some of the parents, like, wow, you're, like, the first SRO that we've had an interaction with. Because some of their schools that they've had their kids that they didn't have an SRO, that, wow, I didn't know SROs did that. That's amazing. But everyone's different. You know, not every SRO is going to go do, like, a cheerleading thing.
I have to see video of it now. I'm going to try to look for video.
Oh, it's on there.
There's video. Yeah, there's video. It's on our Facebook page.
I love that. I think of, like, Ted Lasso. Yeah. You know, he's in that locker room. So I think kids are so funny, right, to watch. I mean, these are teenagers. Is there anything that you see, like, in the hallways that, like, these kids do, they think maybe you're not looking, or just something that, like, that you just, like, cracks you up when you're
all
in this environment?
All the time. All the time. So a lot of them want me to put the handcuffs on them all the time. I'm not kidding you. Nobody ever heard, can you arrest me? And I'm, like, just joking, like, and I'm, like, no, but if you can come to a class with your parents' permission for my career day, where so I've been invited to, like, on career day at my high school, can you talk about being a deputy? And I also talked to them about being a correction officer, too, because when you're 18, you can come in and work at our jail, right? Because you got to wait till you're 21 to be a deputy. So, hey, start working here. That's your dream, right? And then I'm like, yeah, if you come to my class, then I can, like, show you. And I'm like, I don't think it's good luck if, like, I guess I'm, like, mindful of, like, if I'm just out there, like, sure, let me just show you how they are. And somebody whips out their phone and starts recording, like, oh, she's arresting, even though I'm not, right? So that's the different side of it. But the kids just love it all the time. Oh, and they always want me to tase them. Like, I've had many requests. Debbie, Eric, can you tase me? I'm like, it really doesn't feel good, actually. Like, I've been tased. Like, trust me. You don't want that.
Oh, my goodness. I think they want it so they can go viral and show all their friends.
Probably.
You know?
Probably. Oh, and then I didn't know the Be Real thing.
What's the Be Real?
You have to school us on that one.
Okay. So they're like, Debbie, Eric, can you take a photo of us? Like, and so they're like, we'll just say, like, the basketball or baseball team, right? And they're huddled up. And I'm like, sure. And I take their, you know, the student games in their phone to take a picture of their, you know, their team. And then they're all smiling. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, and then Be Real is like, it's actually taking a picture of me in reference to, like, the selfie of myself as I'm taking the picture. So I was trying to look and take a picture and my head was tilted up. So there's a good, like, picture of me with my head raised up. So pulling pranks on me. I love, like, if I see a student, like, walking down the hallway and it looks like, man, they're normally chipper or happy, like, hey, you okay? And then they're like, if they shake their head no, I'm like, do you want to talk about it? They're like, that connection, sometimes they want to come and talk to me. And that's where, like, the doors open in reference to being able to help in a situation, like, you know, peer pressure or whatever it is of what they're dealing with. But I love, like, at my school, like, I remember I saw one student, you know, she was walking with her head down. I'm like, hey, friend. And then, you know, the response was like, what? And I'm like, she's like, oh, I don't know you. And I'm like, now you do. I'm Deputy Everhart. Nice to meet you. And seeing her smile. And then the next day she came over. She's like, hey, friend. And, like,
that's
and I'm
cute.
Like, sister. And like, so I love that. Like, you could make somebody's day change so positively in reference to just your interaction with them. You know, just like the golden rule, like, what would you want to do unto others? You know, what you would want for yourself. You have a big trickle effect. You throw that pebble in the pond and the ripple effect of it, that's an SRO.
kindness goes a long way.
It does.
And just in life in general, yeah. right? Yeah. This is good for people listening. Just be kind.
Yeah,
just
it's smile. All about being kind. You know, I was going to ask you, you're talking about being an SRO. What does it take to be an SRO? What kind of characteristics do you have to be an SRO?
So one thing it is important to know, not everyone can be an SRO because you have to test for the process. So, I had to put in a memo of interest and qualifications for it. You know, we do have training that we have to do, basics of an SRO. That course, has to be completed. I'm a general instructor as well because we teach at the schools. You need to be able to give a presentation. This is something that we want to be professional. We just don't want somebody going up there just relaxed and like, no. Like, right. Hey, we're working with kids. This is very important. But even after you put a memo of interest, like I had to do an oral board process. There was questions asked of me how I would handle a situation in reference to it. Did I even know the job responsibilities of an SRO? What did it entail in reference to those mentoring, role modeling aspects that, we take reports. Teachers have to make mandatory reports to us in reference to that. And sometimes you're actually giving, you're educating the educators too on what are mandatory reports. So you're having some of your teachers like ask you like, hey, I'm not sure about this. Is it mandatory report? But they feel comfortable. I rather them bounce it on me and like, hey, telling them yes or no. Or, I'm not sure if it's met their criteria for a mandatory report, but I'm concerned about this student and here's why. And letting me know. And then, that's how you're keeping like a watchful eye in reference to not to like get someone trapped in like trouble. It's more in reference to school safety. Because we're seeing that when like at the safety school conferences for SROs, some of our speakers, one of them, it was the mother of a victim, and she does her presentation, doesn't tell you that she, is the mom. And then no one told me when I would start SRO. Like, it's sad, some of those things, those with the children. So that passion to want to teach this active shooter workshop is important because we want to prevent those things. Mm-hmm. So being there on a campus, you're part of that safety there and being visible and that patrol car out in the front of like, hey, I'm here and something happens, I'm going to be keeping these kids safe. And I get help from, teachers, parents, giving concern of like, hey, we saw this on social media, we're concerned and making those reports. So even after hours, even when school's not in session, sometimes the school's calling me. Hey, we're concerned. This report came in. This was posted on social media. Yeah, that is concerning. Maybe I'm doing a house visit, verifying a potential threat. So an SRO is just not at campus during the school hours. You're still potentially on call and you're being available to do follow-up to even like after school hours and in reference to those things. So it's a lot.
It is a lot, but it sounds like it's rewarding, but also you're having fun being there.
Oh, I love it. Well, you got to understand, 15 years of patrol and being like a field training officer and like, and I still love doing that too. I wouldn't change any of that, but now I get to also give more. I feel like with our department, once you do that oral board for testing for being an SRO, you still have an executive review. So even though you might have passed memos put in, you passed your oral board, you still have your chain of command, the executive review. They have to look at your disciplinary background in reference to you as a deputy. How have you conducted yourself on duty, off duty? Because you're a police officer being put in a spot at a school campus, and that is very, it's a higher standard. Already as an officer, we're looked at like, hey, how we live our lives. We want to be showing like, hey, we're also, being an example in reference to these kids. You have a higher standard being with them, that role model, like talking about them, like with how would you handle conflict? Or, I talk with them about like a love and logic approach to things in reference to their life and with their parents, or if they had a bad day or something in a situation upset them, and, giving that guidance. So there's many pieces of that. But, with our department's very, selective of who can be an SRO and making sure the right ones are put in the spot in places and make a big impact with our children.
I'm sure parents listening out there feel a lot better about that, right? You're vetted twice almost and at a high standard. We want to talk about food.
Oh, I love food. This is my favorite part.
Food?
My favorite section. So I'm going to flip it on you, actually. Usually I ask, what's your favorite restaurant in town and what's your favorite meal? Since you're a school resource officer, what was your favorite lunch meal?
I was going to say, so I was so impressed with Catalina Foothills High School, the food there. I would ask the kids, I was like, okay, what's good here? Like, what do I eat? Because it all looks good and great. But they loved the, tacos with the nacho bar. And then we had, a chicken pasta and broccoli. Oh, yeah, I was all over that. That was this is cafeteria food?
Yeah,
whoa.
That cold pizza that I used to get.
There's pizza bit too there, but I was impressed. I'm like, man, this is good food, which is great to see that, the kids are getting good food at the school. But I really enjoyed their chicken pasta, broccoli, and the taco bar probably.
You know what that sounds like to me? I need to come visit you in the office one day. And
I agree.
And have lunch.
I agree.
Lunch
and we'll get you in a chair, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, do you want to be the mascot? I can get you in that, too.
Wow.
Go Falcons!
This went from lunch to cheer to the mascot.
I will be there getting video of all of this.
of course you will. Of course
I
you
love
will.
It.
Save me the pasta.
Well, thank you so much, Deputy Everhart, for joining us on this podcast, getting to know you a little bit, talking about what the SR program does and what you guys do, and thank you for what you guys do.
Thank you. I work with some great men and women, and I have some awesome sergeants, and our chain of command is dedicated in making sure that what we need to succeed as SROs, that we have it with training, and I look forward to another year. Go Falcons.
That's right, go Falcons, okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us, Deputy Everhart, to listening, and join us for PCSD,
What's the Word?